Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy.
I think it's so important for people to realize that you can balance life, and it really starts with you. It starts with the person. You know, even people that work in the corporate world, you know, that are always busy and crazy, sometimes you have to realize, you know, that you have to stop and say, you know what, I need to balance my life. Life cannot be about, you know, the exterior. Sometimes you have to look at the inside. You know, let's think about Steve Jobs, who said in his dying bed, what did he say? He said, you know, the things that he regretted. It's like what you're talking about, you know, is that balance that you give, to give the harmony into your life, you know. And, you know, you have one of the things that I wanted you to share with us. What are the four exercises that can help someone articulate what sets themselves apart from anyone else?
Yeah, I love this. And so I'm going to set this up, because this is the thing that really I get crazy excited about. So bear with me.
Okay.
So when you do these exercises, what you will find is that there is irrefutable evidence, like on paper in black and white, that not only are you one of 7 billion or 7.5 billion people that are walking this earth right now, you are the only one that ever has been and the only one that ever will be, like, truly, truly one of a kind. And like, sit with that truth for just a moment. And now look at how you show up in the world. Are you shying away, or, you know, are you bringing everything that you are? So the four things are your values. So I lead people through a values exercise, as we talked about, that not only defines what your top 10 most important things are, but also in what order. Right? Okay. What are the most important things to you that drive you, that really are the core of who you are, and put those in order. So what are your values? What are your life experiences? And I'm not talking about just the good ones, and I'm also not talking about just the bad ones. I'm talking about all of those life experiences. I was a gymnast. I was a dietitian, you know, and the experiences of being in the hospital setting, right? So all of those things. I was one of 7 children, you know, like, that life experience is unique to me. And it drives your what, right? What you do in your life. Your values drive your why. Now you look at your education and really write it all down. All of it, all of your formal education, all of your informal education. And I include books that you've read, self-development or business books or other books that you've learned from, in that category. What is the education? What certifications do you have? What courses did you go through? What weekend workshop did you do? Write it all down. All of that education makes you uniquely you, and also drives your what, right? So we're educated with certain skills. It will be able to drive our what we do in our life. And then the fourth thing is that StrengthsFinder profile. Now, there are personality profiles that are out there that are just like you can't even count them. There's so many. But what I love about the StrengthsFinder profile is that it's actually a psychometric, which means that it's repeatable. It means that it doesn't matter. It's not affected, statistically speaking, by your mood. And there's research. There's real research that went behind it. So you can take it and you can know that it's going to be legitimate with the responses, not just, well, I was in a bad mood that day, so that's why it showed up that way. And so, again, what I like is all of the research, the 40 years of research that they put into it. But then it starts with what's right with you. And that is awesome. We can all pick out what we're not. But to be able to pick out what we are and what are our strengths, you put those four things together. Oh, and one last thing too, with the StrengthsFinder profile, just to have the same top 5 Okay. And there's 34 defined strength themes, the same top five in the same order. You're already one in 33 million. Okay. That's not looking at all 34. And that's not, I mean, it's mind blowing the number of zeros that to have the same strengths profile as somebody else. So just with that one thing alone, you're incredibly unique, and you add those other three components to it and really dive into what makes you, what is your life experience? What is your education? What are your values? And now what are your themes? What are your strength themes? There's nobody else like you. And it's like in front of you in black and white. And how empowering and inspiring that can really be to almost compel you to show up in the world in a much different way, because there's no one else like you. Like if you're not going to show up as you, no one else is. So do it.
No, that's wonderful. Well, one of the you said that your favorite topics was finding love again after divorce. Mm-hmm. As far as our audiences, you know, because there's a lot of women out there that have been divorced and then they're having a hard time finding love. So what can you share with them that will boost their enthusiasm to find new love again? Because it's not that easy.
No, it's not. It's not. And, you know, I will say one of the things that I didn't realize I was even doing in the moment, but I'm so grateful that I did, was I took 100% responsibility for my divorce. Okay. And you know, we could hash that out and I could tell you lots of stories, right? Mm-hmm. But if I take 100% responsibility for that, then what it means is I can change and grow who I am and learn the lessons I needed to learn so that I didn't get into that situation again in that type of relationship. And I think that this applies also to even things like adultery, for instance. You know, your husband cheats on you. Now, I am not saying in any way, shape, or form that you are at fault for his behavior, but could you have seen the signs earlier? Mm-hmm. Could you have connected in a different way? Mm-hmm. And mind you, I'm also not saying like if he's a narcissist, like, you know, that's diagnosable, right? So there's like mental health issues there that could be there, et cetera. But if you choose to be the best you and to heal you and to grow into your best you, now you're better equipped to actually show up in the next relationship in a way that is amazing and that empowers you. The second thing I would say is look beyond the exterior, right? Look beyond the pretty face. You know, how does he treat? And of course, I'm speaking to people who are dating men now, right? But how does he treat his mother? How does he treat his friends? You know, because that will largely, you know, be how he treats you. You know, look for those things as to, you know, what his love language is. I'm a huge fan of the love languages. But it was not easy. And in large part because I needed to figure out who I was. So if you become your best you, now suddenly you'll begin to attract the right types of men that will actually compliment you.
Well, that's your next book. You need to write a book about
I'm actually going to be starting a podcast on awesome marriages. So stay tuned for that.
Yes, I have to stay tuned because you know what? I am so in agreement with you. I'm so in agreement with you because I think, first of all, depends on your emotional issues that you've had, because a divorce doesn't come because one person had, it was all at fault. I think it takes two, like they say, it takes two to tango. And sometimes women also carry certain emotions that go into the marriage, and then men also carry certain emotions that go into the marriage, and then all of a sudden they kind of connect, and then it's a disaster, you know? Right. And so one of the things, I'm divorced too, and I haven't found love yet, but I'm looking for it. But you know what? It took me a while to heal. You know, I had to heal first. And like you said, and I am totally in agreement with you, you have to first find yourself before you can find love again. And you mentioned something right now when we were talking about the love language. What do you mean by that? I need tips.
Yeah. Oh, there is this book called The Five Love Languages. Okay. And it is amazing. And what it talks about is how we feel, how we interpret love. So like the love languages, literally, if I was speaking French to you and you didn't speak French, you wouldn't know that I was saying, I love you and I think you're great and you're wonderful. You just kind of look at me like, huh? Right? Because you wouldn't understand the words. And how we hear love, how we feel love is just like that. So there's five different love languages. There's words of affirmation. There's a quality time. There's gifts. There's acts of service. And there is, what's the next one?
Oh, I like that. I like those. I really am going to write them down.
Yeah. Oh, and physical touch. And physical touch is the fifth one. So for me, my primary love language is words of affirmation. I need to hear, I love you. That's something I need from my husband. Now, my husband's primary love language is acts of service. So he says, I love you by bringing me coffee while I'm in the shower. And so when I get out of the shower, I have a hot cup of coffee sitting on the counter, right? So now that I can speak his language a little better and he can speak mine, I now go do things for him to show him I love him. So I'm speaking his language and he verbalizes, hey, I love you. And that helps him to speak my language, right? So we make a concerted effort on a daily basis, which is the work of marriage, to honor each other and to speak the other's language in that day, not just date night on Friday night, right? I don't believe that a once a week date night is enough. I think it needs to be daily, on a daily basis. What can I do to make your day better? Really coming from that servant heart and not subservient. There's a difference, right? So that wives, you are not expected to, you know, shine their shoes every morning and do that unless that's something that you know will just blow his mind and be like, wow, that's amazing. Not subservient, but that if you're both serving each other, wow. I mean, your love literally grows day in, day out. And, you know, my husband and I are now 4 years into our marriage. And for some people are like, oh yeah, just wait for seven. Well, you know, I got to seven before, and trust me, year four didn't look like year four now.
Exactly.
Looks that took place there. But I literally love my husband more every single day. And every single day, I think it's not even possible that I could love him more. And yet the next day I love him even more. And so, and that's because it's work every day. How can I serve you? How can I honor you? And he's doing the very same thing for me. And it's amazing. It really truly is bliss. Now, not to say we don't have disagreements. Everyone does. But those disagreements are also, dealt with in a respectful manner. We don't yell because we're having a conversation. I don't see it the way you do. And you don't see it the way I do. Okay, cool. Let's talk it out. And so it really is, but again, I could never have done that had I not done the self-work first, and I couldn't have stood on my own two feet first.
Wow. That's wonderful. I love that. I love that topic. You did such a good job with that. I can't wait till you bring the book out.
Oh my goodness. I am so passionate about healthy marriage after being not through a healthy marriage and one that sort of died on the vine and you know, the one I'm in now, I mean, it's just night and day difference. And if I can encourage people and inspire people to walk towards that even, and I'm not saying, you know, ideal or anything, and I'm not touting that I'm perfect or that our marriage is perfect, because we're human and thank God we're not perfect, because that would be boring. But man, you know, if we could decrease the divorce rate in this country just a little bit, I think it'd be amazing.
But I think it all starts from the beginning, is making the right choice. Not making the right choice, I think it's knowing what you're getting into. Most people don't, it's like you don't get it. It's like parenting. You know, I know that's one of your other strong topics. It's like you have to really, really, especially young people, I hope you agree with me, you have to educate yourself. And we don't go into that previous education about love and marriage and read books about it. And, you know, read books about parenting, because that's what's going to take you to a successful marriage. And probably you wouldn't get into divorce. I know for you, it's really important faith. You have a strong faith, a belief in God. Tell me a little bit about that relationship that you have. Does your husband also the same way as you? Tell me if that's true, because a lot of people say that that's very important. It's a strong connection when you have that, not religious, but it's your faith that makes things better.
Yes, and I draw a very distinct difference between religion and faith. So I have a very deep faith that there is a very, very, very big God up there. It's so big that I don't think religion actually matters very much because I think that the big power up there can see to our very deepest core and can get behind beyond our brains, right? So religion was born out of people trying to just make sense of this massive higher power, right? And so it makes sense as to why people did it because they just needed to make sense of it. But now my question is always, okay, God, how big are you? And when we can think about God in this expansive way, now I think I feel more connected to God, even though I haven't been to church in a long time than I ever have, because I feel that connection with this amazing higher power. And, you know, I say I have a deep faith with Christian leanings. But I also, again, think that if you were born in, you know, in Afghanistan and brought up in a Muslim home, and those were the beliefs you were taught right here in our brains, I do believe God is big enough to look past that and go, well, what is your core? Is your heart to serve? Is your heart to be connected? Is your heart to you know, sort of, for lack of a better term, because, you know, a Muslim child may or may not know who Jesus was, but be Jesus' hands and feet on earth. You know, is that what your heart was to do? And then I think that God can look beyond, you know, what your teachings were, because he's bigger than that. So that's where my faith is. And that's really what I teach my children is, well, let's just think about how big he is. You know, what are the possibilities, and expand our minds. And I'm not saying that, you know, everything that you need to accept, because you certainly have frameworks for how you believe and how you understand. But I just really, on a daily basis, just try to expand that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. I think that's so important. I think the job that you do, it requires for people to really be connected to the divine, because you're dealing with people constantly, you know, and you're coaching them to a better lifestyle or better life, and and they need that help, and there's so many people out there that that need someone like you that can actually guide them, you know, because I think to me, this is what I believe that coaches really actually do, and they're, you know, like this interview that we're doing, and I'm sure your podcast, which I'm hoping you talk to us about those as well. You know, it's so, in your speaking engagements, that is all a part of learning, a part of growing. And I think it's so important nowadays, and I'm so grateful that we do have you guys out there that we can look into once in a while. I've you know, knock on several doors on some people that are out there on YouTube talking, and you know, you learn so much from them. You don't know how much you're touching people. I mean, and I commend you, because you know, not everybody does it, and not everybody, you know, has the expertise or the talent or the gift to do it, you know. But nevertheless, your podcast, tell me a little bit about your podcast.
So my podcast currently is based on the StrengthsFinder 2.0 profile, but the application of it. So as you have been hearing, the StrengthsFinder is only part of what I do, but that was one of the things that I was like, wow, this person took it and they thought it was like a, almost like a, they read it like a horoscope. Like, yep, that's cool. You know, just like when you read the Sunday horoscope and you're like, don't go out on Tuesday. Day, and they're like, oh, I better stay in, right? That's how they were reading their StrengthsFinder profile. And if they really understand this, you know, one in 33 million thing, and understand how to apply it, wow, the transformation that can occur. And so that's why I started my podcast. Now, you know, after being a more seasoned podcaster, I'm secret here that I shouldn't be telling people, but this is my activator that just has to share, because I'm so excited. I am going to be launching some more podcasts. podcasts. And so that there's one that's going to be specifically for entrepreneurs, and we can talk about how to use your strengths and leverage your strengths in the business world. Mm-hmm. One for marriages and one for parenting, because you know that I'm passionate about all three of these things. Yes. And that way I can sort of speak directly to those audiences. And I'm really, really thrilled about that. The timeline isn't tied up with a nice little bow on those, because having one podcast is a lot of work. Having three is a really lot of work. But I'm really passionate about it. I'm really excited about where that's going to go. So the Strengths Finder 2.0 on the Maximize Your Strengths podcast, we talk about the guests' strength themes and how those show up and how they can leverage those and how they can uniquely serve their clients, their customers, because of the strengths that they have. So it's a really unique podcast in that a lot of it is stories, but it resonates with people listening because they're like, oh, I have that. Yeah, I have that special thing to offer too. And so that I love that. And then I also created in the podcast, a series on each of the individual strength themes, because again, there's 34 of them. So it's hard to know them all. And so if someone has, let's say, Activator, as I just mentioned, I have, they can listen to the episode that's all about Activator, and they can understand that theme and how to apply it in their own life. So it's a really great resource for anybody of the 17.5 million people who have taken the Strengths Finder profile that want to understand how to make it transformational instead of just a cool profile.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a cost for that, or how does it work? How does it all, get going?
Yeah, great question. So the profile itself to take the test costs $20. So you go to Gallup's website. I am not an affiliate. They don't offer that for any of their coaches, and that's okay, because now they know that I'm truly sending people there because it there's not a financial benefit to me, and that's cool. So you go to the Gallup website, you pay $20 and you take this timed profile. Now there's 177 questions. Don't get scared. It's not as bad as you might think. And they're all timed. So you get 20 seconds to answer each one. Most people get through the profile in about 30 minutes. And at the end of that 30 minutes, you have your results. So there is the option to unlock 6 through 34. And so you have basically your whole deck to work with, right? I don't encourage that people start that way because it's so much information. So I encourage people to just do the top 5. It doesn't cost any more to do your 5 and then unlock 6 through 34 as it does to do it all at once. So there's no reason to do them all at once. Just do your top 5. Mm-hmm. Now, for my one-on-one intensive clients, we do all 34 out of the gate because I'm there to guide them through it, right? But for people who are taking it on their own, take your top 5, get your results, go listen to those all about episodes that I was just sharing, and listen to how it applies. Really, really begin to embrace those top 5, which are your easy buttons. I literally have.
You do.
I have an easy button.
Oh, okay.
That's great. Because I explain your top 5 as your easy button so often that when you don't know what else to do, you hit your easy button, right? And then if you're triggered or you're frustrated or you're stuck, what do is you hit that easy button even more. And now it becomes an overuse, an ugly expression of that amazing strength theme, right? So too much of a good thing can actually be a negative thing if it's coming out sideways. And that's where the application of it is so great, because I have had people take the profile and go, oh gosh, that command, I don't like that. And people have been telling me my whole life that I'm bossy and I don't want that. And they almost reject it. But when it's optimized, mm-hmm. when command is beautiful, it can help, a room full of people make a decision. And Claudia, have you ever been in a boardroom or in a room of people who cannot make a decision, whether that's about dinner or whether that's about like $1 million budget, right?
Yes, yes.
It's incredibly difficult and challenging. And that command can step in and say, hey guys, this is what I think we need to do here, right? And can help to make that decision. And that's someone you want in the room. So command is a gift, right? But if it's not cultivated and if it's not grown, then it can look like bossy, right? So it can look ugly. And we get all of these things are hardwired from birth. And so when we're small children and some little girl who has command is told she's bossy, mm-hmm. what does she internalize? Well, that's a bad part of me. So she mm-hmm. tries to shut it down.
Okay.
So she's not bossy, right? And so now her easy button, she's refusing to use. And now it's an underuse, right? So it's all about optimizing the themes and the strengths that you have in order to truly make them strengths and not just easy buttons.
Okay, so that in order for you to find out, you need to take the test. So that way you know where your strengths and you are and that you're not using them properly. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. So I actually mm-hmm. created a short link from my website because the Gallup website is a little bit difficult to navigate mm-hmm. And the website. So if they go to daretosucceed.com/profile. So it's daretosucceed.com/profile. It will take them to the Gallup website. Like I said, I'm not an affiliate. It's just an easier link I found to be able to lead people directly to the Gallup website where they can take that profile.
Okay. So in order for you to also find your podcast, is strengthspodcast.com?
Yeah. Strengthspodcast.com, which will actually take you directly to my podcast page on my website. Okay. So if you can't remember any of that, just go to daretosucceed.com and you'll find it right there as mm-hmm. well.
What about your speaking engagements? You have a lot of those. You love those.
I'm sure. Being on a stage. It is my favorite thing. I was just out in San Diego mm-hmm. last weekend on a really unique conference where we were all panelists. So mm-hmm. I was never on the stage by myself, but that was really neat where you get to express that way. Just prior to that, I was out at Podcast Movement, involved in a workshop on the stage there. I get to keynote next weekend out in Denver for an organization called Polkadot Powerhouse, which is a women's entrepreneurial empowerment community. So that'll be really, really fun. And then I do keynotes in the way of training. So I was just approached actually today by a woman who has a team of 30,000 in a direct sales company. And she wants me to speak to them. So we'll do that via webinar, but we'll do that training that way. So I can also speak in that way. I speak to organizations, and that's my primary, but as much as I can get it out, I will speak anywhere from, rooms of 20 to rooms of, 400 or 500, the rooms of 20 sometimes can't afford me, but I'm always looking for the win. So like how can we make this work? I love being on a stage and, engaging people and just seeing that light go on in their eyes when you say something that's like, I had never thought about it that before. And now I can sit up a little taller. I can be a little more proud of who I am. And in doing so, now I don't have to, put anybody else down. I don't have to be jealous of anybody. I don't have to judge anybody else. I can just be curious because I know I'm amazing. And I also know that there's things that I don't have that I can welcome other people into my world that do have those things. And it's just like to see that click in someone's eyes. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Wow. Well, I'm so happy that you joined us today. I wish you much more success than you already have, Alisa. And that I hope that you continue with what you're doing because you're doing a great job. And I just hope that you can, you can definitely, reach all the people that you want to reach and you continue with your success and keep going because really you're doing a great job. I really loved the interview you gave us today. I think people are going to mm-hmm. learn a lot from you and definitely, hopefully you watch us. You can check out our website as well and watch yourself and myself. during this awesome. This interview. Thank you so much for joining us.
Claudia, on mm-hmm. on the topic of getting my word out, this is mm-hmm. really the heart behind this gift. I would love to give your audience the PDF version, the online version of my book. And that's not because it's not a valuable book, because I truly believe it is, but it's because I want to get it into as many hands as possible. So would it be okay if I gifted your audience with
sure, definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Alice, and thank you so much for joining us. Okay,
so what going to do is I'm going to give them a short link, and they can go there and they can get the book, and I'll send it directly to their inbox. And then they'll have it and they can read it. And if they want to go buy it on Amazon for their Kindle or for paperback, they can also do that. But if they go to daretosucceed.com/believe,
okay,
they will be able to get their own copy of the book. So daire2succeed.com/believe, just like believe would be spelled, right?
Yes.
And they can get their version. And I would love for them to have that. And then reach out and tell me what you think.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us, Elise. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, most successful life with what you're doing. And I thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Claudia. I really appreciated being here.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.